get away with friends to the laid-back Maryland coast, where you can catch up while casting off and hang 10 while hanging out, where a day on board is never boring and full throttle is half the fun, where you can sink a putt, raise a glass, and there's always room for one more round. Ocean City, Maryland, somewhere to smile about. Book your trip at OCOcean.com.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
BetOnline is your number one source for all your summer sports this season, from MLB, golf, NBA, and NHL playoff stats. All the latest stats, news, and scores are available to you to follow your favorite teams. So get the latest odds and lines, including the latest team matchups, player props, and odds on just about every sport out there. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to get in the action. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Orgullosamente Latino hasta la muerte y después. Worldwide Latino Pride, the ambassadors of violence. LAX, K-Dog, the notorious 187 Homicide.
We be
so
big. Bang, da, bang, da, bang, bang.
Don't say nothing.
Bang, da, bang, da, bang, bang.
We be so big.
Bang, da, bang, da, bang, bang.
Just act like you know, and homie, stop rocking.
Through stomping. I'm from Miami, not Compton. Down with the S's and the 6-4 hopping. To my Boricuas in the 787. And those up in Brooklyn pulling 211.
I come through stomping. Rolling in my low top chucks. Making sure you suckers feel me every time we buzz. Shackled up like a nut going 5150. G'd up in the feed up. Queen stuff in some dickies.
I rap a lot like the label out of Houston. Sneaky like the clucker in the shop straight boosting. To all my gente down in Juarez. Got my demo. Momento, Paisa, no dispares.
Put it down from Killer Kelly to the MIA. Ask the homie Crazy K, yo man, that boy don't play. It's in my NIAK, putting it down all day. Representing Southern Cali, get in my way, yo, get sprayed.
We be dropping.
Bang, da, dang, da, dang, dang.
Don't say nothing.
Bang, da, dang, da, dang, dang.
We be dropping.
Bang, da, dang, da, dang, dang.
So the next one is from Eddie Gonzalez from El Eagle Pass. Good day, gentlemen. Mr. Feeney, would you consider having Al Snow on your show? I've noticed you use the term work rate often. Al Snow says that phrase doesn't make any sense. I think he'd be a great guest to converse with. Thanks, and have a stupendous week. Yes, definitely put Al Snow on the possibility of people we'd have on the show. He's a good guest.
Yeah, we've had him on, too.
We've had him on?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we have had him on, right?
Years ago.
Yeah, God almighty, it's been so many shows. Over 400 shows. Brad Zawacki, our boy from Grip Baseball Company. I will stick with my question from last week that was submitted late and not read. My bad. Did y'all see the latest video of Trevor Bauer talking about one of his accusers getting a federal indictment for false accusations against him? This is a sad story about Bauer, and hope one day an MLB team signs him. Would love your thoughts on this, and has there been a wrestler professional athlete become to mind that this has happened to and did not get back in the league of professional wrestling? Thanks, SBZ. Well, Marty Skrull kind of got blackballed from the States, didn't he?
In England, right?
Yeah.
Joey Ryan did, too.
Or Joey Ryan, too. Right, exactly. Bro, let me tell you about the Joey Ryan. Because here's the thing about accusations, okay? And this is, you know, one of the you still can't falsely accuse somebody of something, even if they've done the same thing to other people, right? Okay? Because, like, you know, what it does is that, you know, it ruins, like, for future reference, for people, like, you know, it just opens the door for people to falsely accuse somebody of something, pile on, which happens a lot. But, like, you should be able to defend yourself against the people that are falsely accusing you, you know, and then you shouldn't be admonished for doing that. Like Joey Ryan got a lot of hell for, like, trying to clap back at some of the girls that were accusing him of stuff. And I was like, the guy didn't have a right to do that? But, yeah, Bauer's getting screwed. Did you see that clip of him in the Mexican League, Conan? He's pitching the Mexican leagues now.
Yeah, he's in the Diablo Rojos, which is the Mexico City.
Mexico City, yeah.
He pitched 6 innings the other day, struck out 14 guys, and had a perfect inning. With 9 straight strikes.
No, he's a great yeah, pitcher. And, right, you know, like, I was watching this documentary about the Dodgers and Padres, like, rivalry.
Mm-hmm.
and they had this thing, and they were talking about Trevor Bauer. I didn't know this. Like, he's an L.A. boy. He went to, like, Hollywood school in Hollywood. Then he went to UCLA, and him and Garrett Cole are on the same team, and they had a rivalry.
Yeah.
And they went to the College World Series as sophomores. But, bro, this guy's always been very abrasive, opinionated, always had problems with other teammates, you know.
Kind of a weirdo.
Well, wasn't he the guy that
on Twitter? Yeah.
Wasn't he the guy that called out the pulled the lid on the Astros for cheating? Was it? Was he a whistleblower? Bro, Joe, look this up. Trevor Bauer whistleblower. Mm-hmm. Okay, because he blew the whistle on stuff. I think it was him that he got a lot of heat from like a lot of other boys in the league and stuff.
But he's also very opinionated on Twitter.
Right.
Always clapping back a Trump guy, like you, a climate. Climate weather denier, climate change.
I will for first time out. Don't use the word climate change denier.
Okay, what would you like me to use?
Okay, climate change skeptic. I'm not stupid. I obviously think that as the amount of people on this planet has grown, the earth is getting much hotter. It's just basic common sense. At our club, when our club fills up with 500 people as opposed to being empty, it gets warmer in there. Okay, so it's like, but what we want to do to try to combat this problem, I have a lot of questions with, because I don't think the issue is as much of a crisis as everybody thinks it is.
Let me ask you a question.
Go ahead.
So 500 people fit in your club, is that the max?
No, that's like more than that probably, but it's just, you can picture like about
How many people could you fit in the Shake Shack? Nothing.
Oh. See, this is the disrespect to comment. We're trying to have a intellectual conversation here, but you ruined it. Look this up. Did you find anything on Trevor Bauer yet?
Trevor Bauer, blah blah blah. MLB examined multiple baseballs from the Trevor Bauer's recent outing in Oakland. No, it seems like he was accused, but I don't see it was a whistleblower.
It was about the
spin rate
substances or something. That maybe I don't know, but he was he got a lot of heat for calling people out that maybe he was doing the same thing.
That was about the spin rate, because he was on Real Sports and they were saying that he had these grip influences or something like that. Grip influence, I believe, is the word.
Right.
And then he said, hey, a lot of guys are using it in the league and a lot of guys are using pine tar. And he did get heat over that, but he gets way more heat over his political views and clapping back with people. And he's got a couple sexual accusations against him, not just one.
Right.
You've got to think, you've got 30-something baseball teams, right? 30? Mm-hmm. No? Okay. And not one of them wants his services. He's kind of been blackballed.
He has.
Yeah.
So next is from...
And can I tell you one more thing? I was watching this documentary, listen to this, Disco. How crazy is this? They say that he has 20 different pitches, okay? Right. Most of them he invented himself, and he says he has a pitch that when he ends up throwing it, it's called the bird, and it ends up like that. How funny is that? Yeah.
Hi, Kevin Hunter crew. Question for Conan. When you hang out with Joe during WrestleMania, was he dressed as GQ Joe, or did it look like he's about to make an appearance on Rampage? Thank you, and love the show. And that's Larry in Deetsville, Alabama. What was Joe wearing when you saw him?
Okay, first of all, I've never seen him GQ. What's GQ to you, like when he's wearing the fucking...
Well, here he's got a hoodie.
Remember for a while he was wearing the little, like, the fishing hat, kind of like playing pool hat.
Let me see. Joe, can I literally, the hoodie that you have on in this picture, is that visible cat hair on the hoodie?
Well, maybe, but it wasn't.
Look at your left sleeve, okay, in the forearm.
That's a string.
It looked like it.
Yeah. And
what
it looks
this up here, but it looks like cat hair.
Possibly. Yeah, it looks like Lanton stuff, but it's just the way that hoodie is. It's a Roots of Fight Albus one, and it's like gray with
like a vintage kind of.
Yeah. Normally, I'd say yes. Yeah.
Did you know that vintage, Roots of Fight, they actually say that when you wash these clothes, they're going to like erode a little and like look kind of like worn, like vintage look. Huh. Like the stickers are going to come off and saying that's something.
That. I was actually, when they took that picture, Joe, I was going to put on Twitter, I was going to post it and put, Joe is so interesting, he put me to sleep, but I fell asleep.
Mantis or Dr. Funkenstein, what the F is Jeff Jarrett up to with his new Global Force Entertainment? P.S. Any chance of getting a stadium stampede match with Conan Disco and JoJo taking on KG, Larry Dallas, and Billy Body? No. And, yeah, what's going on with Jeff Jarrett and Global Force?
I don't know. I think he might want to do some shows in India again or something, but I didn't get a chance to talk to him in Triple Mania because I was running wild. But I'll talk to him this week, and I'll let you know.
Interesting. Now, so residents of Booker, K-100, Brian Dunlap from Queens, New York. And the subject is Disco's Last Dance. What would it take for DI to have one more match? Would Mr. Inferno be open to wrestling Sean Rossap? What would be your ideal opponent or match type? Are you open to a Royal Rumble appearance? Maybe then Disco can finally finish the story with Cody Rhodes, or maybe LaPark will spoil his plans to steal Disco's spot after another steel chair shot to the back. How do you like them apples? I don't know. I'd do one more match with somebody if it's worth it. I don't know. I'm not actively looking to wrestle anymore.
We know that, but it's right. Just a hypothetical. So let me ask you a question off of that. Let's say they were to say, hey, we want to use you for 6 months. We want to do a feud with you with somebody for 3 months and then another feud with you for 3 months with somebody else. Who would be the two people that you would choose to work with?
I don't know. Anybody. They did that, like, you know, whoever. First of all, it had to be on Monday Night Raw. Right. That's the only day of the week I could actually perform and keep my job.
But yeah, I don't care.
These are silly questions.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwood1, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwood1 now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwood1.
Coney, guess what?
What up?
This episode is brought to you by Manscaped. Did you know one man every hour, every day is diagnosed with testicular cancer? That's a lot, if you think about it. In fact, testicular cancer is the most common form of cancer amongst men aged 15 to 35. Now think about that. That's young men. Mm-hmm. With April being National Testicular Cancer Awareness Month, the friends over at Manscaped have partnered with the Testicular Cancer Society to help spread awareness for men's health and early cancer detection. Visit manscaped.com/TCS, capital TCS, to learn how to check yourself for early signs of cancer. And as always, you can use promo code K100 for 20% off plus free shipping at manscaped.com. With that being in mind, yo, you can perform simple routine checks, you know, self-checks at home while enjoying Manscaped products like the Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra. It makes sense, right? We use products daily to trim and maintain our boys down there. And the Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra features two interchangeable skin-safe blade heads, a standard one for taking low at the top, and a new foil blade to go smooth and sleek. These are perfect. With dual LED spotlights, you'll achieve better visibility, making every trim more precise and hassle-free. And you don't like making a mess? Well, this thing is waterproof. You can turn the water on while you're doing the shower, shave in the shower, the bath, or even in, if you want to, Conan, if you want to go to the beach in San Diego and use your Manscaped, you can do that in the ocean.
That's awesome.
Absolutely. And you can bring this trimmer wherever you go. Thanks to the wireless changing capabilities and travel lock features, you can take, Conan, you can take your Manscaped Lawnmower 5.0 to AAA tapings. Isn't that great?
Yes, that's very great.
Keep it nice and shiny.
In addition to providing the right tools and solutions for comfortable and easy grooming, Manscaped is committed to raising awareness through support for fighters, survivors, and families impacted by testicular cancer. That is why they'll be donating $50,000. Holy smokes. Boy, that's a lot. Help save lives and balls by going over to manscaped.com/TCS and sharing their funny educational check yourself video. And while you're at it, grab 20% off for free shipping with the code K100. That's K100. Because like a famous American philosopher once said, take care of your chicken, your balls, and your mentals. That's Manscaped, manscaped.com/K100.
Yeah, this is our best-selling product. You know, we highly recommend it for everybody. We have a lot of the boys in the business that use it. We use it ourselves. And the great thing about this product is they're talking about for your pubic hair and all that. You can use it under your arms. You can use it on your legs, on your chest, on your back, on your head, on your face. So this new one that they just came out with, the Lawnmower 5.0, is incredible. Gets a really good shave. I use it every day. And the great thing, it comes with a nice leather bag, not some cheap plastic bag. It comes with some nice briefs, the most comfortable briefs I've ever tried on. It's just an incredible thing, you know. So
don't forget the crop reviver. You know, the warmer months are coming up, so you got to get that crop reviver going on, the crop preserver, get all your sprays and moisturizers going on.
Yeah, Joe used to suffer from swamp ass, but he doesn't anymore because of this crop preserver.
Right.
So,
and as you could see Friday or Thursday, you know, we were there together. I smelled terrific. Remember you said you smelled pretty
good? I want to make a
So get yourself smelling good. They've got fragrances. They've got deodorants. Keep your beard trimmed. Keep your shit trimmed downstairs. Keep your hair trimmed. Smell nice. They got deodorant. Got the crop preserver. We take care of you 360. Boom. Check it out at Manscaped.
Next is from David Benitez from Chicago. CM Punk GOAT. This question is for Conan. You see a lot of videos of Shocker being all messed up from his jaw and battling addiction. I even saw host Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. offer to pay for his rehab. You think he's too far gone to bounce back and clean up shit and maybe even have one more match in AAA or CMLL?
He's really messed up. I don't know.
Hold up Shocker, Joe. I want to know who this is.
He used to Shocker. Be in TNA.
Mm-hmm. Did he really?
Yeah.
Hmm. Okay. Well, we're doing that. We'll go to the next one.
Oh, here you go. It's right here.
What does he look like? Well, yeah, but is that a pic? You get a recent picture of him like being all messed up? This doesn't look. This looks fine.
This one right here. That one right there.
Oh, he's a little older there.
Oh, he's right here. No. Look at one down here where it looks like there's something wrong with his lip. Yeah, what's up with that? There.
He's missing some teeth.
I guess. What's he messed up on? Drugs?
Yeah.
Well, that sucks.
And then they caught him in a real, very scandalous thing in Mexico. They caught him in a room with, I believe, a transsexual, and he had beaten him up, and people were like, fuck beating him up. What were you doing in a room with a transsexual where basically it's a hotel for like sex workers, right?
Right. Maybe he thought the person was a girl, found out it was a guy, he went and beat the guy up.
Probably, you know? Yeah. Huh. Yeah.
So Julio Cesar Chavez really offered to pay them. Is Shocker that popular in Mexico?
So what happened was, Shocker is very popular. But what happened was, Dusty Rhodes actually brought him to TNA because he saw him in a Burger King commercial or something. He didn't even know if he could wrestle or not. He just liked his look, you know. But he could wrestle. And then he had another one where he said that you'll love this, bro. Remember Victor Quiñones?
Mm-hmm.
So he went on a really highly rated TV show and said that Victor Quiñones had effed him in the ass,
right. But
he never ejaculated, so that wasn't gay. Can you believe that, bro? That he said that publicly?
I absolutely can.
He's wild, bro. I do hope that he gets better. He was one of the most entertaining guys I ever saw, Mexican wrestling, and like a lot of people who lose their way and sometimes their life and their careers to drugs. I know it's really hard. And Julio Cesar Chavez found out through Latin Lover. Latin Lover said, I'm going to reach out to Julio Cesar and help Shocker.
That's cool.
Yeah.
By the way, was Latin Lover at the reset, at the Triple
Mania? Yes, he was.
How did you guys get along?
Very good.
Very good. Cool.
Yeah.
Next is from, what do you call it? What's up, gentlemen? And Joe, PJ from Cleveland, Ohio here. Question for Conan Disco. Apologies if this has been asked. If there were movies made about your lives, what actors would you want to play? Well, Sean Penn would have to play me because people say I look like Sean Penn for some reason.
You don't. You just have his nose. I would say for me, I would like Dave Chappelle. Nothing.
I think Abe Vigoda would be a better
for you. That's tremendous.
Next is from Big Country from the Discord. Joe, are you there? Why is Big Country asking? I thought I suspended this guy.
Can we suspend Joe? Because this happened
a lot.
I'm going to
ask a question, but I'll rest for what's right. Maybe he's off suspension.
All right.
The Big Country from the Discord, I have a question for Conan. Conan, is Ray some kind of asshole or something and no one is saying it? Everyone turns on him, and after so many turns, I can't help but wonder if he's the problem. Off the top of my head, Eddie, Batista, Dominic, Santos, Carlito all turn on him. Makes me wonder why. What say you? And that's Mike from Cleveland.
Yeah, he is a big asshole. That's why they turn on him.
What a schmuck. Let's suspend him again for that stupid question. Big Country suspended, Joe, if you're still listening.
I like that.
G'day, lads. This is another one from Australia. We got a lot of Australian fans in the mailbag. G'day, lads. With Jericho's new character, which to me is similar to that of CM Punk trying to be the teacher to all the younger wrestlers, I'm curious, as I recently saw him like a post on Instagram from Trump, if him introducing anything political to trigger the snowflake audience of AEW be a positive, as his charisma being a dickhead is so good that his heel run might make him a face, and that may be why to halt the audience eventually liking him. That's Ryan Kemp, massive Trump supporter from Sydney, Australia. Honestly, you can't bring politics into professional wrestling because it's just there's too many fans that are, you know, so divisive right now. There's too many fans would like think it's like a, you know, like literally, like I think fans are so triggered these days that they would literally have go away heat from a guy
a fight.
Yeah, I don't know.
So I'm
it's a touchy subject.
Why is Big Country getting to ask questions?
I'm investigating here, and as I scroll back, you haven't suspended him in at least 28 days.
Okay. He asked a stupid question this week. We're suspending him again. All right. He has a question like if it was like Rey Mysterio is like a shoot asshole because
everybody knows he is, so why are you asking?
Yeah, like Sting's a big dick too, so everyone turns against him.
What's up, K100 question? My question is Latin Lover recently mentioned his podcast. He might be working for AAA in creative or booking. I'm not sure he mentioned it. He's in talks with Dorian. My question is for K-Dog. How do you feel about Latin Lover potentially coming into AAA given the recent shading through you on Vampiro's podcast? And does that mean you guys will squash the beef and move forward like you did with Vampiro? Or does this mean maybe you guys will book different shows for AAA similar to what AEW did with CM Punk having his own show? That's Eddie from California. Did you address the issue of the things he said in the podcast with Zinconia, with Latin Lover?
Nah, I didn't give a fuck.
Well, you throw enough shade on people that like you couldn't possibly be offended if somebody wants to throw shade.
Right. Plus, I don't really give a fuck. You know, he's talking about shit that happened 25 years ago.
Right.
You know, I'm like, bro, if you're not over it by now, when are you going to get over it? And he was like, yeah, I'm over it, but I wanted to speak my piece. And I go, all right, you spoke it, and can we work?
Well, I thought you said you didn't address it.
Which one?
You just said you didn't address it with him. You're telling you guys had a conversation where you got over it.
Yeah, we did have a conversation.
When did you have the conversation?
The day before Triple Mania.
Okay, and it was a very short conversation.
Right? Yeah, right.
Yeah, well, because people don't realize you've actually gone and done business with Jeff Jarrett.
Yeah.
I
always say this. In wrestling, you only have heat until they need you again. You know what I'm saying?
Well, especially in a business that's a work, okay, you would think that time would heal all wounds.
Right.
Right, and it should because it's a work, right?
But I'll say this: we had a really good, positive, great conversation. We hadn't spoken in years. Mm-hmm. He did not like me. I did not like him. We didn't make any bones about it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But if he's going to be working with us for the next year, and you know, we're going to have to be around each other, and he's going to have to come talk to me, and I'm going to have to talk to him. So let's make it professional. Can we do that? Yes, we can.
And he's got a good mind for the business, correct?
Yeah, and he was very professional, yeah.
Right.
I don't think he'll be in creative, though. He'll do something else that'll be something that he's going to like.
Right.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Conan, guess what?
Yo, what up?
We have some great news.
All right.
The Legacy Test Stack and the Legacy Ultimate Test Stack are back in stock for LegacyStuffs.com. And I'm sure our boy Nick Aldis, who ruptured a biceps tendon, is going to be stacking up on the Legacy Test Stack and the Ultimate Test Stack to rehabilitate his injury. Do you think he might be doing that?
For sure.
Well, this product has been proven to be so popular, the Legacy has been out of stock for almost a month. So if you've been on the fence about trying their best-selling stack for safety and naturally optimizing your testosterone levels, don't hesitate. The modern world is full of harmful chemicals that lower your testosterone. The best way to fight back is to make sure you're naturally stimulating your body's own natural testosterone production at all times. Healthy testosterone levels account for more strength and more energy. That's obvious. Also, a healthier sex drive and better sleep. A lot of people probably didn't know that. So invest in your health and performance now and order the Legacy Ultimate Test Stack at LegacySubs.com. And remember to use the code K100. It's the number one discount code used for LegacySubs.com to get a 10% discount and support the show. That's LegacySubs.com. Level up with Legacy. All of our friends, if they get it, don't forget, reorder if you're running out. And for all our newbies that are listening to this, we've got great testimonials from our followers that have been using this. They've been losing weight, feeling better, getting more muscular. It's great products there by our boy Nick Aldis and LegacySubs.com.
Right. And there's a reason why this is their best-selling thing. We've been doing business with them for 3 years. You know, the Test X9 is like an optimizer. So like he said, it helps with libido. It helps with your energy levels. It helps with your workouts. I mean, you know, testosterone. That's why guys over 40 years old are just running to get the TRT therapy. You know what I'm saying? Because right. It works. So we use these products ourselves. You can't go wrong with them. So get healthy, stay healthy with Legacy Subs. Boom.
So a callback to something you asked earlier, D.I., you wanted me to ask Husey if he'd ever been to Conor McGregor's bar.
Right.
And Husey has responded, I'll answer that during Conan's mini cameo.
I will tell him that Conan's not going to be on the show ever.
Very disrespectful.
All right. Wow. If this kid actually thinks he has to put conditions just because we're asking him if he ever went to the Black Forge Inn.
Right.
Joe, while we're doing this, just pull up YouTube clips of the Black Forge Inn so we can see so we don't need Husey. Okay? So now any chance he would have had of maybe coming on to correspond for the Black Virgin just been erased.
Wow.
Next is Carlos Hernandez. What's up, Conan?
Let me just say this. But if Hughesley, you could pull off getting a sponsorship from them, then Disco will go on your show also.
There you go.
Black Forge. Well, I like this. This is exactly what I wanted to see.
Forge, yeah.
Wow.
I have it.
That's enough, Joe. Google, while we're recording, YouTube Black Forge in menu or food. I want to see what the food looks like. But it looks like a cool place, doesn't it?
Very cool.
Looks like a cool place to watch a soccer
high end
game. Might be a lot of hot chicks there. Like it, right. Yeah.
Couple of hot guys.
Here you go, Dio.
Okay. Let's see what type of food they serve here.
You what?
No. I want to see the YouTube clip of the food, what the food looks like.
Ew. All right.
Maybe look at the images. Go Black Forge in menu image or food.
Yep.
Black Forge, but yeah, look at the images. See if you can. Okay, Carlos Hernandez, what's up, Conan, Disco, and Joe? I've heard Jim Cornette talk about how WWE has baby-faced themselves to the fans. For a while, the company or the on-air authority figures were mostly heels and emasculating all the baby faces. There was a promo where Triple H said he was going to tweet his friend Mark to voice his displeasure online. Now in 2024, the fans thank Triple H post-WrestleMania, and Triple H tells the fans he's there to thank them. My question is, how do you think the WWE portraying themselves as the good guys now compared to when they wanted to force-feed talent to the fans has changed how the show is viewed not only by hardcore fans but also casual? And how do you think wrestlers view going to AEW versus going to WWE now compared to when AEW first started? Thanks for your time, and that's Los Angeles, California. Bro, they're killing them, the WWEers. They get all these positive metrics. People are enjoying working there. And a lot of people in really good angles and storylines. They're selling out. And they produce some good TV. Their production's through the roof. You know, the other company is basically it's run by a fan that doesn't really know what he's doing, and which is kind of true. You know, a rich fan runs one company.
I've always said, and there's many examples in wrestling. It doesn't matter how much money you have if you don't know what you're doing.
Right. What's the deal with Triple H calling up all his black and gold NXT?
Well, hang on. Here's the food picture, so you can check those out.
Were you trying to order, Joe?
Courtesy of TripAdvisor.
What's this right here, this thing right here?
And I'm on?
Yeah, what is that? It's like steak and that looks like
steak tartare.
See how they got it on the they're cooking on the marble.
Yeah, like a
skin. Yeah, what else we got here, Joe?
Same thing. Burger and fries.
Burger and fries looks good.
Fries and onion rings.
No big deal. What's that? Whoa, a bunch of wrestling pins there? What's
MMA belt.
Yeah, it's a UFC belt.
Oh, okay. All right, that's enough.
Well, hang on, there was one I definitely... Where's the fucking steak at? You get an idea there. The steaks, yeah. You know, that looks pretty good. Yeah. All right.
Not bad. I like the presentation.
Yeah, it's high end, yeah.
Okay, so next is from...
A100 live from the Black Forge. What do you think about that?
I like that. What's the deal with Triple H calling up all his black and gold NXT bums when he has stars to work with on the main roster? Don't tell me he's going to force feed us Garbaggiano and Mini H. Chiappa for the next decade. What do you tell the veterans? Thanks, but no thanks. Here's a new breed. Wait a minute. WCW is now WCW 200, and that's Disco Mark from the Redneck Riviera in Florida. If this guy wants to hate on WWE and what they're doing right now, I think he's going to fall on deaf ears. So I'll reserve judgment. Like, you know, they have some misses on that show and everything, but like, if you're going to harp on the miss. If you're going to hate on WWE while they're breaking records, that's like stupid. That's like not like a good, like,
well,
you know.
Not only
like,
that they're bringing in people from NXT just because Ciampa and Gargano haven't worked out, which we said from the beginning they probably wouldn't, and we were right. But we probably guessed that they're easy to work with, they're reliable, Hunter liked them, but sometimes you just don't translate. Or maybe they need better stories, but they've been there long enough and given a lot of shots. But if you look at all the other talent that came from NXT, bro, they've gotten a lot of talent out of that place. So yeah, let's see how that works out.
Yeah. Hey guys, WWE has a lot of big name stars out with injuries right now. Rhea, Punk, and Charlotte. When Flair was out for a while, WCW the shoulder injury, they constantly had vignettes of him recovering to build his return. He was in a camera crew to Dr. James Andrews' office and interviewed him about Flair's health. When you have some of your top drawing stars go out, do you think you should do vignettes of them recovering like WCW did with Flair? or just totally ignore them and bring them back as a surprise once you're healthy? Also, why did every top athlete always go to Dr. James Andrews in Alabama? I think he did Conan's bicep surgery. Was he really that much better than all the other doctors? Thanks, Jason Turpin, P.S. RIP to the four law enforcement officers that were killed here in Charlotte. That's horrible. Four cops got killed in Charlotte?
Yeah.
Oh, for God's sakes. That sucks.
They hadn't actually... They actually had to go into the house of the people next door, and they had like a sniper in there, mm-hmm. and they shot the guy. But yeah, it was a really wild scene, bro. It was like I almost looked like 100 police cars there. I was like, Jesus Christ! If anybody's committing a crime in another part of the city, they're gonna get away with it because everybody's here.
So about James Andrews, okay. James Andrews was the number one orthopedic guy for athletes as far back as I can remember.
Right.
Like 25 years. Right. Like he was taking care of athletes, and all of a sudden wrestlers would get hurt. So we hear about James Andrews taking care of, because I think what he did was he was getting people back faster than previously had been done. And so like everybody started going to this guy and such a thing because he was like the number one injury doctor in the United States back then. I'm sure there's others now, but he did. Joe, Cody, you went to him?
Yep.
Yeah. How many other athletes? Like, how many athletes would be there? Like, when you went, like, to at his place and stuff? Just a lot of them.
Well, he had pictures, so it just was like, you know what I'm saying?
Like, who's who? Right. Yeah.
Like Jack Nicklaus and motherfucking Smoltz.
Yeah.
Triple H. I remember that they took really good care of me. Even when I was gone, the nurses would send me letters and shit. Like, they really take care of me. They took care of Ray there. But that's where like WCW sent everybody. It wasn't like I said, hey, send me to James Andrews. You got hurt. That's where you went. And it was really amazing to me because I remember it was the first time, and Rick had already been in the business a long time. It was the first time Rick Flair had a surgery, and he was right next to me. And bro, and he was, you know, flirting with the nurses, fucking jumping up, dude. Yeah. You know, he's never off, bro.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, I remember like 2 days later or something, I was in a room with him and he had like some medical students with him. And dude, it was the craziest thing. You know how like sometimes they have these rooms where like all these babies are after they're born?
Yeah, the nursery.
Yeah. Like it was a room of that, but of adults, like a whole bunch of people that had just been operated on. And he was like, okay, well, this guy had a knee surgery and this guy had a shoulder surgery and this. I don't know if he personally did all of them or he maybe monitored, but like.
Or consulted or yeah.
So yeah, it was the craziest thing I ever saw, bro. It was just like a lot of operations, people just laying, recovering. And he was kind of going over them with these medical students.
Yeah.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Next is from Tim from New York City. A couple weeks back, Conan mentioned the fact that he once employed a personal male seamstress. Can you provide any more details about this man? Is he still around? Are you still in contact? Also, what other people were at K-Dog's payroll? Feels like it was an interesting time for the Mexican Hulk Hogan. All the best, and let's go Rangers. That's from Tim.
Is this the guy from Discord?
Yeah.
Got suspended?
Well, he was wanted to ask about the... How did this guy hear this? Oh, no. Conan mentioned this. So now this guy actually had the had an email. But he's suspended for implying that, you know, that there's...
There might have been a romance, yeah.
Yeah. By the way, how many other people did you have on your payroll? Like, you personally... Did you have
a personal assistant? Yeah, I had him. I had a personal assistant, a chauffeur, and two maids.
Were the maids hot?
And they were living. No, they
were the maids attractive?
No.
Were they? Was the chauffeur male or female?
Male.
Okay. And what about the personal assistant?
Female.
Was she hot?
Yes.
Really? What's her name? Is she on social media?
No.
Can we bring her on the podcast and ask what her experience
was?
She
doesn't speak English.
She doesn't speak English?
No.
What if we had a translator?
She's in Mexico. Yeah.
Next is for CJ Manuel.
We may have one guy, Ron Rivera, the guy that I told you about that used to tape all my stuff in TJ, mm-hmm. like in the 90s, all the wild shit I was doing. Mm-hmm. I think he said he has some tapes left.
Mm-hmm.
And we would go to strip clubs. I was out of my mind. And he says he still has some of that recorded. Maybe we could get him on the show one day and he could tell you some stories.
Good. Next is CJ Manuel. Conan, when you were in the Navy and still drinking the bug juice, did you ever contemplate staying in for 20 or more? Did YN3 Ashenov have chief's mess or wardroom aspirations? And that's with CJ Emanuel, the retired GOAT.
Yes, absolutely not.
Absolutely not. I don't even know what that means, but the answer is absolutely not.
First of all, let me, on the first one, there is no way, CJ Emanuel, that I was going to be in 20 years and be a lifer. There's no way.
Interesting. Okay, next one's from we're out of the Patreon mailbag, we're into the regular mailbag. This is a Dark Blader. Left it to his lack of attendance at AEW. Hey, K100 crew, big fan of your channel and your podcast. My question is, should AEW look for smaller locations because of one side of the audience looks bigger than the other side? If they look for a smaller location, both sides can be full so they don't have to be embarrassed to show empty side audience. That's obviously. They're going to buildings that are way too big right now. It's just absurd. I don't know why they're doing that.
Yeah, yeah, but the problem is I watched all three shows this week, Rampage, Collision, mm-hmm. and the other one, Dynamite, and they're all from, what's up?
Daly's Place.
It looks kind of small, doesn't it?
Yeah. And it didn't really have like, it didn't really look like
up to big, like a big
like modern
arena feel, right?
Right, yeah.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey parents, Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then, learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.